This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. The ever-evolving saga of the 1% prepared food tax in Fort Smith is entering a new chapter. Yesterday, in a special meeting, the city's board of directors voted to repeal the tax they had passed earlier this year. The board then established a date for an election by the people on the matter, November 8th. The votes were unanimous. A petition drive this year had forced the city to hold an election on the matter. Money raised by the tax, if passed, would be used to help pay for operations at the Fort Smith Convention Center.
If you plan to escape the heat this weekend to float the Buffalo National River, be forewarned. The National Park Service has issued restrictions on use of fire and smoking due to extreme weather. Kevin Clark, Public Information Officer, says conditions on the park are intensely dry.
The river is extremely low, but more to the point, there's just no moisture in the soil. The vegetation, which is usually pretty luxuriant this time of year, is limp. It's hanging limp. The plants are stressed, and then the grasses, the leaf litter, and everything else is just tinder dry. There's no moisture underneath supporting it, and so low humidity, high temperatures. Occasional winds is getting all the conditions just right for fire.
The U.S. Drought Monitor currently shows most of Texas and portions of Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Louisiana under a D4, or exceptional drought status, the worst rating, with most of Arkansas now ranked D1, which is moderate. So if you visit the park, you must abide by several temporary restrictions.
In terms of restrictions, we're banning fires everywhere except for developed sites, campgrounds, things like that, that have fire rings or pedestal grills. Our campgrounds, our developed campgrounds, fires are allowed. Fires are allowed in charcoal and propane contained grills that people often bring with them. And, of course, smoking is still permitted, but, of course, we want to encourage everybody to be very careful when they're smoking, to not toss the butts out the car window or into the brush, because that can start a fire just as easily.
Clark says the restrictions will be lifted if the area receives adequate soaking rainfall.
And with over 86% of Arkansas in a drought, dry conditions show no signs of improving. John Lewis of the National Weather Service says only widespread heavy rain in the form of a tropical system would cure the state's current drought. But he says rain is only likely to come in small bursts. Lewis says Arkansas is experiencing drought every year, but this one is worse.
If you were to take all the data from June 1st through July 25th of this year and compare it with the same period last year, we're actually warmer this year. So we're on pace to be the warmest summer on record.
Drought occurs when precipitation and groundwater fall below the statistical average. Only the northeast corner of the state is statistically normal for this summer. Northwest Arkansas ranks among the top 10% of the country's real estate markets when it comes to foreclosures. RealtyTrack, based in California, says the Northwest Arkansas region is 21st in the country in foreclosures per households for the first half of 2011. The survey considers 211 markets throughout the country. The Fort Smith region was ranked 116th in foreclosures per households in the first 6 months of this year. The report placed Las Vegas at the top of the foreclosure list, followed by the Phoenix metro area and Modesto, California.
A new assessment by more than 20 public and private groups, including Arkansas Children's Hospital, says the state shows declines in women receiving prenatal care and obesity levels among children remaining high. But Arkansas Advocates for Children and Family spokeswoman Elizabeth Barak says the report also shows a number which has some medical professionals worried.
We're seeing an increase in exemptions for families from vaccines. And, of course, that's very concerning because children who don't access their vaccines are more likely to get things like the measles or whooping cough. And that not only hurts that child's health, but potentially the community's health if those types of things aren't put into control. But we're starting to see real increases in exemptions, and that's something we'd like to see go the other direction.
Some good news from the assessment shows the number of fatal car accidents involving teens is down from a few years ago. The University of Arkansas soccer team will be on television 3 times this fall. The Razorbacks' first televised match will be September 23rd when Arkansas faces SEC rival Mississippi on Cox Sports Television. The home match against Georgia on September 30th will be on Fox Sports. The same network will pick up the Alabama game as well on October 13th. Should the Razorbacks make it to the SEC Championship game in November, they'll be on TV again. That match will be live on ESPNU.
Ozarks at Large is supported by KUAF's contributing listeners and by Pack Rat Outdoor Center in Fayetteville, dedicated to environmental responsibility and serving the area for 35 years. Pack Rat offers a selection of footwear, canoes and kayaks, camping gear, plus urban and outdoor clothing. A fan page is available on Facebook or packrat.biz for events calendar or more information.